Welcome to The Wardrobe Shift with Jessica Ramashaba. Can you believe it? It is almost end of Feb. It's crazy. I mean, where did the time go? It's just scary to think that we'll be entering March anytime from now. And it just feels like the world has become there's so much energy going around and we're all trying to make sense of what's going on in all different parts of the world. So this is our first episode and I just want to use this opportunity to wish you the best year in any and every endeavor that you'll be tackling this year. But most importantly, just peace and the time to just, you know, sometimes we all could use a break, you know, so afford yourself that break. And life is not a marathon, you know, so do afford yourself those breaks and have a blissful year. Have a blissful year and enjoy it. This is our first episode, so I felt like I needed to just send that out there. Positive energy, positive vibes, that's what we're doing this year. We are talking about style vision boards. Normally, you would do your traditional vision board for your career, for your life. Today, I would like us to talk about the style one. I think most people don't even know that you could do a style vision board. I think some people do it, but you know, sometimes they're not really sure in terms of how you should be implementing it. And so I'll be covering that. I'll be covering how to implement it and just to give you a sense of why this is necessary, particularly for people who would like to focus on their style this year. You know, once in a while, there's a year where you're just like, I just need to up my game when it comes to my style. And not necessarily like going all crazy, you know, it's just sometimes people feel like, you know, they're stuck in the rut. Sometimes people feel like you just had a baby and you feel like you want, you know, just some freshness in your wardrobe. Some people feel like they just want to change their style. You know, it's just not working anymore. It's time to update. Perhaps you've been dressing the same way for the past 10 years. And I think this is the episode for you in terms of how you can do it. So keep listening. So style vision board is essentially for, you know, the intention of it is really just so that you see it. You know, it's the same concept and the same principle of a traditional vision board, that if you see it, it's more likely to happen. If you visualize it and you see that whatever image that you aspire to, if you see it all the time, that it will eventually come to pass and that you're attracting it and that, you know, but in simple terms, really, for people who just don't, you know, even believe into vision boards that deeply, it's just a simple reminder of where you're heading to, you know, a simple reminder of what you would like in your life, in this case, in your wardrobe. And I think that's, you know, the simplest form of how I would like to encourage you to pretty much implement a style vision board. So we started with style goals. If you go back into some of our episodes, you will see we started talking about style goals, the importance of why you need to set a style goal, just so that you almost like whenever you're shopping, you know, you have a sense of what is the intention, pretty much what we're doing with our wardrobe this year. The vision board takes it one step further. The vision board says it's almost like a grocery list. This is what you're going to shop. This is what you're going to look for. And we're going to try and be as close as possible to what we're purchasing. Just like how you do with the grocery list, you set out to go buy a tomato sauce and you get there and get different brands of tomato sauce. It's either you buy what you normally prefer, but if you know you're looking for change, then you decide to try a different brand. So it's the same thing or a different style. in when it comes to fashion, then you would set out to look for, you want more white shirts, and you're putting it in your vision board so that you, when you go shop, you go look for that white shirt, but also what kind of white shirt, because there's so many styles of white shirts. So you're almost going for this look, and you're going to put it in wherever in your home where you will. It will set as a reminder. But the style vision board takes it further, takes the style goal further than what a vision board would do. A vision board is really just to get you going. It's for that visual person who's just like, I need to see it. Or you almost want to start creating a look and just play around in terms of what you're looking for. Some people could also do it as just getting, your muse, whether it's Tracee Ellis Ross or your Rihanna, and you just put all those people there. And these are the people who are going to almost like you want to just like either wear similar things that they wear, or just their vibe, their energy. You want to go for that this year, or maybe you want to be more creative with your fashion or take risks. You can put those type of muses just to try and channel you, or you can literally really do per item and get created like a mini wardrobe, pants, skirts, dresses. What type of dresses do you want to wear this year? Maybe you want a long dresses, short dresses. Maybe you never used to wear dresses and now you want to just, dive into that space. But also sometimes it's about the vibe, you just want this just like fresh vibe, so you get all these images that can get you to just have like the coolest vibe that you're looking for, or the most corporate-y vibe you're looking for, or just like most ladylike, just cleaning up a bit, or you want to tone it down. Maybe you're tired of just being all trendy and, all the time in, all these latest whatevers, and you just want to just tone it down. Maybe you want to go minimal. Some people are done with heels. They're just like, can you just give me the next pair of sneakers, please? So that's basically what a vision board, a style vision board would do for you. It's literally putting all those images, taking some time, putting all those images in a board, on Pinterest. It just depends on what you prefer. So let's talk about the So the vision board is really just, pushing you to have almost a tool of saying, okay, this is how we're going to do it, right? This is how we're going to do it, and these are the items that I'm looking for. And this is where we're going to stay. We're not going to go further. So this is how you implement it. Step one, you set a goal first, which is what I spoke about earlier. What is your goal? Do you want to, why are you wanting to look, why do you want to look different this year? Why do you want to change your style? Is there a deeper intention of why this is important to you? Are you, and a deeper intention could be that, you are studying, you're transitioning to a new journey of your life and you want to look the part. So look for a much more deeper reason versus I just want to look good, or I just want to look. Those are the ones that, those are the kind of goals that are just going to fade off very soon before we know what happens to your resolutions. So those are the goals that are going to fade off very, very soon if it's not rooted in something that is very, very personal to you. That is something that needs to be beyond, even when you walk into a store and you see all these beautiful things and you're like, nope. What is my intention this year? And we're sticking to the intention, girl. We are not trying to go beyond that intention. So let set that goal. Let it be something that you really think hard about and why. And it doesn't have to be your entire wardrobe. It could be like a part, an area where you feel that you need to just really go deeper. It could be work. It could be your home clothes. It could be your. It could be just find a. It could be your just your shoe collection, you're changing your shoes this year. You're done, Find a specific place that is achievable, that you can, by June, you can almost see that you're getting there. Don't try and do the entire wardrobe all at once. that I wouldn't advise you to do. You're only going to get overwhelmed and it just does not work. Number two is that you would have to find like a physical board, like, or use Pinterest. You need to find somewhere where you can pin everything, where find something that is user-friendly, that you're going to be able to put up somewhere, that you're going to, you know, that is easy. Sometimes we go crazy with all these big boards, and then once you're done, you're like, where do I put this? So find something practical that you can use in terms of what you're going to pin. You know, some people use Pinterest. Some people prefer digital, or you prepare like doing something very manually. So it just depends on you. Then I would also use magazines. That's step three. Find magazines. I love magazines as someone who's, you know, stylist / fashion editor. I just think that that's where you get the most images. Pinterest is also a great source of just like amazing fashion images. You want something very aspirational, but realistic. You don't want to choose a look that is couture, and meanwhile, half of us, we never wear couture. But if your vision board is based on a vibe, then a couture kind of piece then will work, right? But if your vision board is based on the items, you remember that grocery list that I was talking about, that you want to go in and get those items throughout the year, then you almost want to make that vision board much more slightly realistic, but a little bit, like it's like a nice balance between aspirational and also realistic, you know, realistic to you, not realistic to the world, meaning that you want to almost aspire to something that you know you will wear. You want to aspire to something that you know you're willing to try. And you're willing to dive into, rather than, you know, just trying to look like someone else. So use magazines. I love magazines. I think that's where it will inspire you. It will show you different styles. It will show you different looks of how you should be, you know, just trying to just assemble that look. And then after that, like I said, it's very, very important to seal your vision board with a vibe, right? It's important to seal it with a vibe. A vibe meaning you want to look. This is where you can dive into muses. You know, you just want like that. You're willing to take chances, kind of vibe, like a Tracee Ellis Ross kind of thing, you know, like seal it. You know, when you finish cooking, and it's not even cooking, like it's like when you're setting up a table and you're expecting visitors and you want this beautiful table, and first you do like the base, which is like the tablecloth and all the plates you're going to use and all of that, and then when you seal it is when you put your centerpiece. You know, without the centerpiece, then it's not the same. So it's exactly the same thing. You almost like you're going to put all these beautiful images everywhere. You're going to find like a nice material to put them on, to pin them on. And then after that, you have to seal it. You seal it with the idea that you just want like this amazing vibe. You know, you just want like, you want to change like the structure of your clothing, you want to change, you want to go for a different silhouette, you just want like a vibe, like you just want to walk in like you are Rihanna, and you just, I mean, I'm being silly, but you know what I mean? Like not most of us look like Rihanna, you know, not most of us look like, I just can't think of like all those amazing muses out there. But you think about someone that you like and you almost like want to walk in as a different person. Let me put it that way. Like, you want to walk in. If we knew you as this church girl, now you're walking in as like this edgy, don't touch me, I'm cool kind of girl. Do you know? Like, I think you get my point. Like, I don't know how to like make it sound like, simplify it, you know? My point being is that, yes, that doesn't mean you can't, you know, do your vision board and still look the same way. Maybe you're it goes back to the goal, right? Maybe the part of the intention is not to change everything and go and transition. You know, maybe it's just to say, you know, I just want to be diligent with my shopping. You know, I'm always finding that I just don't have white t-shirts. I don't have simple black t-shirts. You know, that is not going to give that. You don't, perhaps you're that person who's not going to need a vibe with that. This will probably be for someone who just wants to change and wants like a new feel, you know, a new feel. I think that's the word. Just seal it with a new feel. So, yeah. And I think that is where the small difference is in terms of you feeling old and new. And then the last one is you need to hang it somewhere where you can see it. You know, someone was saying to me the other day, they've just finished doing their vision board for the year and they're going to hang it. They've got it on their screensaver on their phone. And I thought that is such a cool idea, you know, because for her, she wants to see it every time when she goes into her phone. So I think it's the same thing. I think you need to find a place where it's just so in your face, whether it's in your, when you open your cupboard, your wardrobe, your closet, then you can see it there. You paste it there or in your phone or your laptop screensaver or your office or wherever it is, you know your space more than anyone else. So try and find a corner where you're reminded of that that decision that you've made this year, that this is what we're doing this year and this is what we're going for and this is how it's going to be done. So remember I said the style vision board is almost like the style goal is what you wish to do. And the style vision board is, this is how we're going to do it. It's your grocery list of how you're going to shop those pieces. So you almost want to see those pieces laid out on the vision board so that you almost have a sense of where you're going to start. If you don't do that, then you go in with just the goal and you don't have like a physical, you know, a physical touch of just like how that thing is supposed to look like. And even when you walk into the stores, you know, this will help you in trying to almost make it tangible. So I think try and find like a really cool place of where you can take it. And if it's on your phone, it's even better because all of us carry our phones everywhere. So if it happens that you are popping into the shops unexpectedly, then it's already there. You can have it and just use that to shop. Or you could also have it on your camera roll. You know, you scroll for images all the time looking for a certain photo. Then that will also help you when you're up and about shopping. So I love this. I love this because I think that's another way of really keeping your wardrobe green. That's another way of really shopping mindfully. That's another way of really having like those considered pieces rather than compulsive pieces. So the next time I would really like to talk about that in terms of why this is a great tool and why this links to your green wardrobe. Till next time, loved, loved, loved recording this show. I think it's just so important. And I think once, if you do it properly, you will see how actually every year you can look forward to just having like a small mini, you know, poster of where your wardrobe should be heading. And it helps you simplify and you don't have to deal with that whole overwhelm of you want to change your wardrobe, but it's all in your mind and you just don't even know where to even start. And you're hoping that when you walk into the stores, magically an item will appear. And by then it's too late, you know, by then it's too late. So have a lovely, lovely, lovely year, friends. And I'm looking forward to, you know, having more of these kind of conversations. And we have the most amazing episodes lined up for you. And till next time.